It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I found something online. It was all over Facebook. Chicago Tribune did a great article on this. And I want to start at the beginning, so we'll introduce our guests and let them explain the story. On the line with us is Dr. John Schmale and Tammy Suchoff. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good. Hello.
Reading this Chicago Tribune article, and I'll start it off, and then I'd like you to take it after this, John. Your basement flooded, and you went down to investigate the damage, and lo and behold, you found something that was pretty important to you. Why don't you take it from there?
Well, I'll back up a little bit. We had been working with Rose and Chris from Chicago Tribune trying to put together a story about the student nurses. And we really didn't have any pictures of the student nurses. We had kind of individual pictures of the girls growing up.
But and the nurses you referred to, July 14th, they were all killed in a Chicago townhouse, 1966.
Correct. And so I happened to go down there and found this kind of soggy box and brought it out. When it dried up, there were four carousels. If you're from the old days, you remember Kodak had carousels, and each carousel held 80 slides. And when you open up one of the carousel boxes, there was a pink note in there in my mom's handwriting, and it said Nina's nurses' slides. And I had no idea that we'd had them, and I have to admit that over all the years, I had not ever really looked at Nina's pictures or things. They were kind of out of sight, out of mind. But then when we started to look at these slides, we could not believe it, because here was pictures of Nina and all of the student nurses doing just fun, great things that young girls do. So it suddenly, for me anyway, reopened what these girls were all about, and they were real people, and they were fun, and they were cute, and they were giggly, and they did dumb things.
When something happens like this, it's all about the person who killed them, you know, Richard Speck. But this is something we need to do to celebrate the lives of the victims. We want to know more, and it looks like you found out more about your sister. She was your little sister? Or, excuse me, your older sister?
No, my sister was 4 years younger.
Oh, okay. And did you, she went to nursing school. You probably didn't know much about what she did in that townhouse.
Well, you know, at the time that she was in nursing school, I was in medical school, and then I was an intern, and then a resident. So I was actually in Chicago in what was then the U of I Medical Center, and she was down at South Chicago Community Hospital School of Nursing. So, yeah, we kind of saw each other in passing, but we were both kind of busy with what we were doing.
John, in a strange way, do you look at finding these pictures as something of a blessing? And I hope you'll understand this. You thought maybe you had seen or knew of almost everything there could have been to have known about your sister, but all of a sudden you get all these pictures which tell stories that you really didn't know about. So in a way, do you feel like this was a lucky thing that you didn't see them until now?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that it completely changed my psychic. I mean, I and other family members really struggled for 50 years. You know, I never told my kids about really Nina or any details about her death. And we had a box of her stuff that I wouldn't look at. And my wife was finally the one that opened the box and began looking at that. Then when I found the pictures, my wife and I, Joyce, had a little difficulty identifying everybody, but then everything really opened up when we were able to share the pictures with Tammy Suchoff, because she and my sister were very close friends, and when we brought the pictures to show her, she was able not only to identify the nurses in the picture, but she had stories behind all the pictures. You know, the one picture in the newspaper that I really like is the one of Tammy and my sister in their cat's outfits. And when we first saw it, we thought it was some kind of a Halloween party or something. And then she came up with, oh, no, there's a story behind that. And she was able to tell us the story. And so it really opened up who these girls were and what really neat people they were.
John Schmail on the line with us, the older brother of Nina, Joe Schmail, one of the eight nurses killed July 14th, 1966. And Tammy Suchoff is also on the line. Now, as we learned, you were friends with Nina, you and the girls that lived in that condo, townhouse rather. You were a nursing student, and in the story I read that you needed to borrow something and rang the doorbell. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Well, I worked the 3 to 11 shift, and I got back to the dorms around 11:30 or so, and I was hungry. I hadn't eaten anything, and we were out of stock. Usually the hospital provided us with bread and eggs and milk, and we didn't have anything in the fridge. So my boyfriend was on the phone at the time, and I asked him to hold on so I could run next door and borrow some bread. And I went to the first townhouse where Speck had already gotten into. And I rang the doorbell. I waited a few minutes, and no one responded. So I just ran to the other townhouse, because there were three townhomes. And I went to the other townhouse, and again, nobody had anything. So I just ran back to my dorm and, got on the phone and talked to my boyfriend. And after that, we studied till about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And then when did you find the news, just as everyone did?
Yeah, well, after we finished studying, it was quite late, and around 6 or 6:30 in the morning, somebody came to my bed and started shaking me and telling me, Tammy, hurry up, get up. Something awful has happened. And I jumped up, and I saw all the commotion.
All right, so Nina Jo Schmail, one of the nurses, we have her brother John Schmail on the line with us. Can you run through the names of the other nurses who were killed? And we're going to take a break and come back and find out a little bit more about some of these women as we celebrate their lives and not their deaths. There's Nina Jo Schmail.
Nina Jo Schmail, Suzanne Ferris, Marianne Jordan, Gloria Davis. Gloria Davy. Pam Wilkening. I'm trying to think. There were
Merlita Gargolo.
Well, yeah, the Filipino nurse. We're talking about
Valentina.
Pasion.
They were only with us for 2 months when that happened.
And Patricia Ann Matusek, we mention her?
Yeah, Matusek. No, I didn't mention her. Matusek was the sixth one.
Before we go to the commercial break, can you tell us about that cat costume that you and Nina were wearing and this a brief story behind that?
Well, that was during initiation. We were on probation the first 6 months, and we also had to go through some initiation, and all of us had to do something. We had to perform. We had to entertain the upperclassmen. And Nina and I didn't have any talents of any sort. We couldn't sing, we couldn't, play any instruments, so we were just trying to figure out what we could do. And in 1963, actually the song came out in 62, I believe, Alley Cat was very popular on the radio. And so we thought about, just doing a little skit to Alley Cat. It had a cute little tune, it had a nice little tempo, and so we decided to make some black, costumes. And dance to the music.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's beautiful.
Wrong with that.
That's great.
but unless you know Tammy, we never would have known that story.
Right.
That's what made having Tammy look at the slide so helpful.
Well, both of us were very shy. Nina was very reserved. She was, a little bit on the quiet side.
Yeah.
Had a very dry sense of humor, though. I mean, she was really funny, and I'm really very reserved myself, so we were quite embarrassed. We couldn't figure out what we could possibly do in front of such a large crowd. So we put on the music, and Alley Cat is a really cute song. It's an instrumental.
Here we go. We all know this song.
You know it, yeah. So we danced to it.
See, everybody knows this
song. Sure, of course.
So, John, it's like Tammy filled in the blanks from all these pictures that you found, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Also want to find out how you guys hooked up after this terrible tragedy in 1966. We're on the line with John Schmail, older brother of Nina Jo Schmail, one of the eight nurses killed in a Chicago townhouse July 14th, 1966, and another nursing student from that time, Tammy Suchoff. We'll be back. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. It's Bill, it's Wendy, it's 720 WGN, and on the line with us, we are talking to John Schmale. His sister, Nina Jo Schmale, was one of eight young nurses killed on July 14th, 1966. Tammy Suchoff was also one of the nursing students at South Chicago Community Hospital. They're both on the line with us, and if we could, we'd like to share a text that someone sent in while we were on the air with you. It says, thanks, Dr. Schmale. I was a Loyola student in 66 and continue to be haunted by the murders. A post of the Trib story on Facebook drew responses from Nina's generation, as well as many younger women who saw pictures of aunts they never met. So thank you.
Well, that's nice to hear.
It is nice to hear. And these stories need to be told. Tell us a little something about your sister that you learned after finding these slides and talking to Tammy.
Oh, that's, you're catching me on that one. Well, I guess one of the things I saw that I'd forgotten about over the years was what a fun person she really was. And kind of when I saw the slides, I kind of was reintroduced to my sister all over again. In order to really cope with things over the 50 years, it was almost like I had to put her away in a box and not remember. But then when I saw the slides and I was able to talk to Tammy about her, because Tammy was her best friend, you know, it kind of like I got reintroduced to her all over again, and I remember what a neat person and a cute girl she was. And
she liked Elvis, didn't she?
She loved Elvis, and she loved pink. And her room at home, her bedroom was painted pink, solid. So... yeah. Tammy really helped me remember a lot about Nina.
Had the two of you kept in fairly close contact over the past 50 years?
Yeah, well, Tammy and I did not.
No?
So
no.
Actually, none of the families had kept in contact. You know, and unfortunately, after the trial and all that, the families really completely lost touch with her, with us,
yeah,
and everybody else. But what happened when Rose decided to do this story and she called me, then I kind of got rejuvenated to try to find all the family members. And I was able to actually find everybody. And one of the people I was really looking for was Tammy, because Tammy and I go back, not only is she a good friend of Nina's, but she and I actually were both at the trial and testified at the trial. So I was looking for her, and she can tell you how I found her.
Yes, because we want to know how you guys hooked up. And when you mention Rose, you're talking about Rosemary Regina Sobel, who wrote this article, which you can read, and it's beautiful, and it's eloquent, and it's at ChicagoTribune.com.
Beautiful article.
Tammy, back to you. How did you guys finally reconnect after the murders?
Well, I was away on vacation. When I got back, I was in Hawaii for about 3 weeks. When I got back, I had a whole bunch of messages on my answering machine. And one of the messages was from John Schmale, and my heart just dropped when I heard his voice. It was just bringing back, you know, everything to the forefront for 50 years. And he just left a very brief message asking me if I could call him back. And I struggled with that because I was telling my oldest daughter, I said, oh, my gosh, this is bringing back all the memories. And I really had a hard time, but I knew that I had to return the call. So I got enough courage, and my daughter was urging me. She says, Mom, please call him. You know, he needs to talk to you. You know, apparently he's also hurting. So we have, you know, to call him. So I just gathered enough strength and courage, and I gave him a call. And since then, we've been in touch.
And, John, again, I'd like to mention the women who perished in this murder in 1966. Your sister, Nina Jo Schmale, Patricia Ann Matusek, Pamela Lee Wilkening, Mary Ann Jordan, Suzanne Bridget Ferris, Valentina, how do you
Passione.
Merlita Gargulo. and Gloria Jean Davey, and there are some wonderful little bios and things that we can find out more about these victims in this fantastic article in the ChicagoTribune.com. My question to you, John, is since this article came out in the Tribune, have you reconnected with any of the families?
Well, I connected with the families before the article.
Oh, to get this information, yes.
So that's how Rose was able to contact the families. You know, if you stop and think about it, none of the families really wanted to talk to the Tribune. Nobody wanted to go back over the story again because everybody thought it was the story of Richard Speck. So I actually called each family member, found them. It was really hard to find some of them and talk to them. And like my conversation when I first started talking to Tammy was, you know, kind of like opened something up, and then we started talking and talking, and the first night we probably talked for an hour because neither one of us had ever shared this basically with our families. So Tammy and I could talk about it because we're kind of on the same page, but, you know, she will tell you she wasn't able to share it with her husband or her daughters. So it really opened up in a good way eventually that all this happened, and we all really, I think, feel so much better about it and better about our sisters and aunts and other relations.
John, what happens so sadly is that what history remembers from an event like this is the name of the person who perpetrated it, when in reality it should be the victims. Those are the names we should remember, and you're kind of out to change that a bit, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, if you would go on Google and Google Nina Schmale, you would see a picture of Richard Speck.
Yeah.
And we were just tired of that. And thank goodness for Rosemary Sobel and Chris Walker that they were willing to spend the time and the effort and have the talent to pull all these stories together and talk to every family member and find out who the girls really were. So it's really been remarkable, and it's the first time anybody has ever pulled these stories together.
It's really a beautiful, eloquent article, and everybody should read it in memory of these wonderful nurses. Again, they're nurses. They're training to help other people, and a terrible thing happened to them. It really is really terrible, but go read this article. It's at ChicagoTribune.com by Rosemary Regina Sobel. And really, we should celebrate these young nurses who were killed. You know, when you said that you really didn't discuss this with your family, I guess this would be, you know, why would you say, oh, you would have had an aunt? I guess it's kind of a weird conversation to bring up with your children.
Well, yeah, and in talking to the other family members, they all had reasons that they didn't tell their kids either, or they made up a phony story. I know one of the sisters that I talked to actually had told her kids that their aunt had been killed in an auto accident.
It's much easier to say that.
Yeah, that's acceptable. But, you know, I just really didn't want to get into it with my kids either, try to explain to them what happened to their aunt. And I think Tammy can speak for herself, but I think she had the same problem.
It's just way too painful. It was just too painful. And I don't think they would fully understand what we went through that night and the following morning. It was just something that you just didn't want to discuss because of the pain and the fear and the mixed emotions that we had. Even to this day, after 50 years, it's still, all these feelings have resurrected. And thank God that John and I can talk about it now very openly. And my girls, of course, have found out about what happened, because I didn't talk about it very much at home, but they've done some research on the internet and they've been able to inform themselves. And I think the article that Rose wrote was the most beautiful article honoring the girls.
It's and really nice.
It's a beautiful article. I mean, she really honored them.
Tammy, did you go on to be a nurse?
Yes, I am. I'm retired now, but yes, I did. I graduated in 66, of course, and in September, I went to work for the VA at the medical center, and I retired from the VA in 2001.
Good. That's so good.
Thank you for your stories, and our hearts and prayers go out to you. And I'm sure you're still suffering, but maybe you have a little bit of a smile on your face now as we remember these girls.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tammy. Thanks, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. That's John Schmale and Tammy Suchoff. Incredible story.
ChicagoTribune.com. It's really worth a read. And, you know, I'm thinking it's the times, too, because 50 years ago there wasn't the internet, and we would just find out about the killers and the bad guys. And now, if you notice, we do spend time on the victims.
Yeah, so it's changing a bit. That's good news. All right, we'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then a lot more beyond that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.